Steeple Morden Primary News.
Welcome to our podcast. We will be playing some music, listening to a football match, finding out about delicious recipes, and finding out about a exciting book review, and finding out about the biggest tree in the playground.
Hello, I have a book that I will recommend to read. It's called Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. In the book, my favourite character is Sirius Black, and the Goblet of Fire is taking place at Hogwarts, and there's three tasks, and Harry Potter has to get through all three to get to the next book. I recommend this book because it's exciting and it makes you want to read more every chapter.
There is a giant tree in the middle of our playground, and we wondered what it was. But we found out by the help of Mrs. Taylor, one of our teachers, and we found out it was a horse chestnut tree. They have spiky cases, gleaming seeds, celebrated by children.
Horse chestnuts with their bright conkers are the very essence of autumn. Mature horse chestnut trees grow up to be a height of 40 metres.
The bark is smooth and pinky grey when young, which darkens and develops scaly plates. Conkers can heal bruises and sprains. You can get clean with horse chestnut soap. It's very sparkly.
I didn't know that. Horse chestnut is native to the Balkan Peninsula.
The Victorians wrote recipes for making conker flour.
I didn't know they did that.
The most famous use of horse chestnut is in the game of conkers,
which everyone should try out.
It's really fun. You need a string and a conker for it, and then you whack the conkers and see which one breaks. The one that breaks first loses.
Hi, I'm going to play Otterjoy, which was composed by Beethoven. I hope you enjoy it.
Myself. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I would like to share with you my review for Mary Berry's chocolate cupcakes. I was very lucky to make Mary Berry's chocolate cupcakes this weekend. I started off by gathering my ingredients and reading the instructions. The recipe seemed easy to follow and I was excited about making these. I got my muffin cake tin out and lined it with some silver cupcake cases, which went well with the brown. I turned on the oven at 160. The best of the recipe came first. I had to make a chocolate paste out of cocoa powder and water. It was rather rich, but smelt and tasted delicious. Next, I put all the ingredients in with the paste in my electric mixer. I would recommend using an electric mixer as it was easy and quick. My cake mixture looked smooth and velvety. Mary Berry said to fill 12 cupcake cases, but I had enough to make 16. The cakes cooked in exactly 18 minutes and were precisely perfect. The butter icing was easy to make and tempting to eat during the process. I chose marshmallows for the decoration, but any other sweets and sugar paper will do. My little sister helped me. As we didn't have a piping bag, I googled how to make one. It was tricky to make a swirl as the icing was flat, but after the first two, I got the hang of it. So I recommend you persevere. My family had them for tea, and my daddy said they were the best cupcakes he had had for ages.
We're here today to watch Year 6 do some football.
We are playing in the school field against the Blues and the Yellows.
Morgan's got the ball. Jess has got the ball. They're running up the pitch. Tommy's got the ball. He's going for the kick. Gabriel's coming for the ball. And it's out. Oh, unlucky. Morgan's going to get the ball. We have Ellie. She's going to call. Morgan's going to get the ball. And it's her corner.
The goal kick is happening. Alfie takes the goal kick. Passes to Thomas. Thomas misses it. Thomas keeps it on. Thomas boots it. And it goes out. Time for a goal kick. Gabriel's about to take the shot. Gabriel hits it with some force. And it's gone in. Thomas scored the amazing goal.
Blues take the throw. Yellows have got the ball.
Tommy about to take the throw in. Passes to Gabriel. Morgan intercepts it. Gone all the way up the pitch.
Tommy takes the ball.
Boots it, but it just misses. It's 1-0 to the Yellows.
Ollie's got the ball. He's passing it to Morgan. He's going to shoot.
Then Yellow's gone into the bush trying to find the ball. Good.
Oh, Gabriel tries to take it, but it's tackled by Ellie.
And it just goes out.
Into the hedge.
And it threw it.
And it doesn't seem like it stuck. There's only 2 minutes left of the game.
But Ollie's been taking it serious.
Well done to Morgan. He's dribbling and tries to take the edge. But then Gabriel tries, but he misses.
That happens. And game over.
Game over.
It is official.
1-0.
1-0 to the Yellows.
How do you think the game went?
Well, I think it went really well. Lots of people passing. It was a very close game. Lots of good defending. Yeah, I don't know anything bad to say about it, really.
I think it's a good game because loads of people kept them passing and it's just fun.
How do you think the game went?
Good. I think we did well. So did the other team and good.
Tremendous. I think that is the word. Because I thought stupendous meant off topic. good game from everybody.
How do you think the game went?
Very well.
It was good from all teams. Very
GG.
GG, yeah. That means good game.
And round of applause for Year 4 as well, please.